Josh Rouse has gathered quite a following in the music world, but you might not be able to find his songs on the radio. Where do you fit in? Who plays you?
Nobody.
Nobody but college radio and a few alternative stations. But news of Rouse's talent is spreading by word of mouth.
Hurry up, gonna be late. I can't wait to see this place. And then we leave now, we could be there soon.
But Rouse, now 29 years old, has had a few high-profile successes. His songs have been featured in episodes of Dawson's Creek and Party of Five, and most recently in the Cameron Crowe movie Vanilla Sky. Yet the closest music critics have come to pinpointing Rouse's style is to label him the rock, country, power pop, whatever artist. Rouse's latest album, Under Cold Blue Stars, is no easier to classify, but all of the lyrics work together to form a sort of screenplay. The album tells the story of a Midwestern couple who inherit a farm in the South.
I kind of took my own... I've been married 5-6 years now. You know, I took my parents' relationships and my family and my friends, and I kind of just pulled things from them, things that I've seen in my short little life. Basically, it just kind of follows their ups and downs.
He's away a bit.
He's away, right.
I caught that part.
Yeah. He's also an alcoholic. I've thrown another thing in there, too, so.
A twist.
It's just a tragic record.
Ugly Stories might be the darkest number on here, and I like it the best.
Yeah, that's the big infidelity song there. Farewell,
bye-bye, sorry look in your eye, doesn't mean a thing. So long, we shared beds. Now it comes to an end, such a sad night.
There's a tension there.
Yeah.
There's a confrontation. Something
right.
is about to happen.
Right.
Cause I've heard stories of their stories and oh, one can deny they were true. True.
That was one of the ones when I just sat down with a recorder and just the words, the verses just kind of came out. All this stuff must be in my subconscious from somewhere.
Tonight, the moon chose an extra light. It shined for only us to see.
And the whole night through, the last one is just the hope song. Things are going to be all right.
You know, that's almost sweet, that song.
I mean, the whole night through?
You would swear you had never heard the Sex Pistols in your life.
Yeah, that's more Roy Orbison than the Sex Pistols, I think.
What we'll need right now is somewhere to just live.
What I hear here is somewhat retro and yet not derivative. You don't mm-hmm. sound like anybody I've heard.
Yeah, but, yeah, thanks.
But the melodies are nice.
Yeah. Well, I grew up with Neil Young and Fleetwood Mac and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I grew up in Nebraska in the Midwest, so all I really had was, the soft rock radio, which still they're still playing the same songs there today that they did back in late 70s and 80s.
To the ground, ears to the ground, just waiting for the sound of footsteps.
You're gonna spend the rest of February in Europe.
Europe, right. We're basically in a city every day, so I don't get to see much. I basically do some interviews and do sound check and play and then have a few beers and then get on the bus and go to the next city, so.
And you're opening a U.S. tour in mm-hmm. that bastion of cutting-edge hipness, Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes.
And I'm sure my hometown will show you a lot of love.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like it there.
Both of
I live in Nashville, and I've got more fans and sell more records in Louisville than I do in Nashville.
Home is where I always want to be. Home is there for you and is for me. Home is where I never want to leave.
This is your fourth.
It's my third proper record. I've, you know, had a couple EPs, just four or five songs on them.
So where do you feel you are in your development here?
I'm getting there. You know, it's a big learning experience. You know, I've gotten the touring and the lifestyle down to where I can, you know, I'm not a wreck all the time. I can, you know, figure out how much time I want to spend at home and when to record. And, you know, things are getting a little easier. It's really becoming a career now. I don't have to work a day job. I haven't had one in a couple years, which is nice.
And it beats parking cars.
That's right. Yeah. I worked at a hotel in downtown Nashville, so a lot of musicians stayed there. I valeted for 4 years before I was doing this. So.
4 years?
Yeah.
4 years? You were parking sheens for 4 years?
Yep, 4 years of being...
That's a career.
...rejected by, yeah, begging Garth Brooks for tips. That guy stiffs, by the way. He's the devil. I'm sure of it. Now, you know, I really take care of valets whenever I stay in a hotel that's not a Motel 6. Because, you know, I mean, next year I could be back there again.
Under the cold blue stars, you were just wrong.
Singer-songwriter Josh Rouse, his third album is called Under Cold Blue Stars.
You were